twice. Look at me again, and is it gonna be a fight? We're gonna rock this town, rip this place apart. We're gonna rock this town, rock it inside out. We're gonna rock this town, make them scream and shout. Well, let's rock, 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 rock. Rock team and Poppy gonna rock team and drive. Rock this town, rip this place apart.
And his orchestra, a Jukebox Journey, 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. And, of course, Brian Setzer started out with the Stray Cats. And actually, the Stray Cats will be up in Turning Stone, I believe, in November. And if I'm not mistaken, I also believe he's from Massapequa down on Long Island. So, who knew? Anyway, last week I mentioned that I was reading Paul Simon's biography. And it always amazed me how these musicians could come up with not only the song, but the lyrics. I think it was Alex Van Halen who said, the songs are out there in the universe, I just have to find them. I'm like, okay, well, if it's that easy. Then you have Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers, and he would write the music, give it to Tom Petty, and then Tom Petty would just come up with the lyrics. So, I mean, talk about a good team. But it was kind of funny about, you know, the song You Can Call Me Al, Paul Simon. Part of the lyrics come from a night in the early 1970s. Paul and his first wife, Peggy, they're having a party for some musicians and some friends at their apartment in Manhattan. One of the people they invited was Stanley Silverman, a composer and a conductor. He brought along Pierre Boulez, who had just been named musical director of the New York Philharmonic. At the door, Silverman introduced Paul and Peggy to Boulez, and when they left, Paul said goodbye to Boulez, and his response was, thank you, Al, and please give your best to Betty. There you go.
sense. Why am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger, dogs in the moonlight. Far away, my well-lit door. Mr. Beer Belly, Beer Belly, get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty. Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street, he says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights are so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you'll be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. Call me out.
along the city streets you used to walk along with me. And every step I take reminds me of just how we used to be.
I got a question. Does Barry Manilow know that you raid his wardrobe?
Give you the answer to that question, Mr. Bender, next Saturday. Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Thank you.
along with you. Well, it was on this day back in 1979 that Mark Bolan was killed in a car crash, and he was best known for being the lead singer of the group T-Rex, and probably his most well-known song, do you remember? Bang a Gong, Get It On. But there's a song that I've always liked that he did, and it was in the movie Billy Elliot. I don't know if you ever saw that movie. Really good. But this was a song called I Love to Boogie, and, well, I hope you like it.
Thank you.
Johnny G along with you on a Tuesday afternoon till 2 o'clock, and then Lucas will be stepping in and taking over the reins here. I want to talk a little bit about Pink Floyd. Back in 1972, they started working on the Dark Side of the Moon LP, and in early, it was early January 1973, a couple of weeks before the album was due to be finished, they're having a problem with one of the songs. Not really a problem, but they wanted to add more to it. The Great Gig in the Sky, a song written by Richard Wright, the keyboardist for the group. And they were throwing around ideas. So they said, well, why don't we get a singer? So Alan Parsons of Alan Parsons Project, who was the engineer for this particular album, he suggested a woman by the name of Claire Torrey. She was 25 years old. She was a sessions vocalist. She was contacted to come in and see what she can do. So on Sunday, January 21st, 1973, she did go into the studio. I believe it was the Apple Recording Studio. And if I could get it here, I'm going to let her tell the rest of the story.
And they played me the backing track. And I said, well, what do you want? And basically, they had no idea. So I thought, oh, fine, lovely. And when I look back, I was fairly new to this sort of world, you know, and probably quite naive. But anyway, I listened to the track a couple of times, and I personally had no idea what to do. And or what they wanted. So I said, I think the best thing for me is to go into the studio, put the cans on, and have a little go and see what happens. So I started off by going, oh, baby, baby, yeah, yeah, baby, baby, which is what one tended to do for sort of scat sort of singing. And they said, oh, no, 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 we don't want any words. Well, that really stumped me. So David Gilmour came. I have to say that he was really the one that directed me. There wasn't a word from anybody else, as far as I can remember. And so David said, would you like me to write out the chord sequence? And I said, no, 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 no. And it sort of happened when I thought, well, I really don't know what they want. I don't know. But, okay, best feet forward, you know. And I thought, well, and I've said this many times, but it's absolutely true, that I thought, I have to pretend to be an instrument. And that's gave me an avenue to explore. And so I started doing something. He said, we like that. So I said to Alan, OK, put the red light on, record this, because usually the first take is the best. And I started singing and did it. I went into the control room and they played it, and not a lot was said. And I said, oh, well, thank you very much.
We'll be right back.
Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon. And interesting footnote to that story. When Claire Torrey got done doing what she did on that song, the band loved it, but they didn't tell her that. So she had no idea. Was it good? Was it bad? They're not going to use it? Well, obviously, they did use it. And she had no idea that she was on the album until she went to a local record store and saw her name on the album. In 2004, she sued for royalties, and they ended up settling out of court. So turned out good for her. 90.9 FM. This is Dave Mason. I got
forget his pain. When I needed sunshine, I got rain. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Then I saw her face. Now I'm a believer. Not a trace of doubt in my mind. I'm in love. I'm a believer. I couldn't leave her if I tried. Yes, I saw her face. Now I'm a believer.
That's the Monkees. I'm a believer. You know, whenever I hear that song now, I just always think of Kevin Arnold on The Wonder Years when he sees a pretty girl in his class for the first time. And actually, it's back September 12th, 1966. That's when the Monkees TV show came on the air. And they were supposed to be America's answer to the Beatles. So I forget what night it was on, but I know my brother and I used to watch it every week. Johnny G, along with you on a Tuesday. Right now, the Rolling Stones.
Just fine.
It's the Rolling Stones here at 90.9 FM. Johnny G along with you. I don't know if you got a chance to watch the Emmys over the weekend. Everybody thought that Harrison Ford was going to win for Shrinking, but instead it was an upset. Actor by the name of Jeff Hiller won it for Somebody Somewhere. That's a show that's on, what is it, Cinemax or Max or HBO Max, whatever. And then the other surprise was Owen Cooper, 15 years old, the youngest male actor to ever win an Emmy, so congratulations out to them. I am Johnny G saying so long for now. Lucas is up next. Have yourselves a great week, and we'll see you next Tuesday.
Hey, this is Josh from Sad Night Dynamite, and you're listening to WONY and only on to New York.
A 100 years ago, there were 100,000 tigers in the wild. Today, there are as few as 3,200. The Earth's wild animals can't speak up when they need help, but we can. Be the voice for those who have no voice. Visit worldwildlife.org.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, September 15th, join the Activities Council for Club Feud, happening from 9 to 10:30 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, head down to the Red Dragon Theater for some Trivia Tuesday, happening from 9 to 10 p.m. On Wednesday,